ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ 9th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ಬದ್ಧೌ ರಘುಪತಿರ್ವಿಧಾತ್ರಿಕೂಟೆ ಸೇತು ಕಪೀಂದ್ರಕರ ಕಂಪೀತುರುಹಾಂಗೈ ಸುಗ್ರೀವನೀಳ ಹನುಮತ್ ಪ್ರಮುಖೈರನೀಕೈ ಲಂಕಾ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ದೃಶಾಭಿಷತ್ ಅಗ್ರ ದಗ್ಧಾಂ ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶಿಲ್ಪ್ರಭಾತ್. ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಡ್, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಬ್ರಿಜ್ ಓವರ್ ದಿ ಓಷನ್ ಬೈ ಥ್ರೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ವಾಟರ್ ದಿ ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ಸ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ವೆಜಿಟೇಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿನ್ ಸೆಕನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮಂಕೀಸ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಲಂಕಾ to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana with the direction and help of Vibhishana, Hanuman's and Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers headed by Sugriva, Nila and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burnt by Hanuman. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Great mountain peaks covered with trees and plants were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. By the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in the space like swaths of cotton. If this is possible, why should great mountain peaks not be able to float on water? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything he likes because he is not under the control of the material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by him. Maya dakshana prakriti suyate sasarasram. Only under his direction does prakriti or material nature work. Similar information is given in Brahma Sangita 5:52. Jasyagnya bhramati sambhruta kala chakro govindam adi purusham tamam vadami. Describing how material nature works, Brahma Sangita says that the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personal Godhead. Consequently, for Lord Ramchandra to construct a bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It's wonderful only if the sense, in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Ramchandra eternally celebrated. Peaks float. It's not wonderful.
Creation and destruction take place in the universe according to your will. According to your will, Lord Brahma creates, and in accordance with your will, Lord Vishnu maintains. Lord Shiva destroys this in similar obedience to you, and by your wish, Maya constructs the prison house of this world. By your will, the living beings take birth and die, and by your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. The tiny soul, bound up by Maya, vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. You are my protector and maintainer. Without your lotus feet, there is no hope for me.
Yes.
No longer confident of my own strength and endeavor, I depend solely on your will.
Depend solely on the will of Supreme Will of Supreme Lord Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda is most poor, and his pride has been leveled. Now he lives or dies.
তোমার ইচ্ছায় তার জীবন মিলন ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর সেজ অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইউর উইশ অর উইল মাই লাইফ গোলস আই মে সার্ভাইভ আর আই মে ডাই অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইউর উইল কমপ্লিটলি ডিপেন্ডেন্ট অন দি সুপ্রিম উইল অফ দি লর্ড কমপ্লিটলি ডিপেন্ডেন্ট এভরিথিং টেক্স প্লেস অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দি সুপ্রিম উইল অফ দি লর্ড. Creation, maintenance, annihilation is my mere willing. Supreme will. Krishna's will is supreme will. Jao hai tum কৃষ্ণের ইচ্ছা তাহি করিব, নিজ ইচ্ছা মতে কিছু না চিন্তিব। আই উইল ডু দ্যাট হোয়াট কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান্টস, হোয়াটস কৃষ্ণস উইল। আই ওয়ান্ট ডু এনিথিং অ্যাকর্ডিং টু মাই উইল। আই হ্যাভ নো সেপারেট উইল, আই হ্যাভ নো সেপারেট উইল। জীব ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল জীব কন্ডিশন সোল মেন্টেন্স ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল উইল, সো আনলেস কৃষ্ণ স্যাংশনস হি ক্যান ডু এনিথিং। হোয়াট ক্যান ইউ ডু? কৃষ্ণ ইজ দি আলটিমেট স্যাংশনিং অথরিটি। Without his sanction, nothing can take place. Your will, your desire will never fulfill unless Krishna sanctions. Man supposes, God disposes. Therefore it said, man supposes, God disposes. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am completely dependent on your will. Whatever your will, I'll do. I'll never do anything against my own individual will. I have no separate will. Maintenance of separate will is always frustrated and now his desires were not fulfilled. So material nature gives him again and again so much great, how to say, kickings. Yes, just kickings only. Very heavy kickings from material nature again and again, again and again. Yes. Completely dependent and the supreme will of Krishna. All sadhu acharya, devotees, know that everything takes place according to will. What is taking place today is also will of Lord. Completely dependent on the will. He never becomes frustrated, he never becomes depressed, he never becomes disappointed. This is the will. Lord, what shall we do? We cannot do anything. Lord's will is supreme will. He can do and undo things. We cannot do anything. We cannot go against the will of the Lord. Tiny jiva, we can do. So we should always completely dependent on the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord, that you will remain fast, you will remain fast today. No food will be supplied to you. Very great feast is going on. All are eating, but you cannot eat. Isn't it? There's diarrhea. Ba ba ba. Vomiting, passing, loose stool. You want, jalpi, rasgulla, laddu, kheer, sweet rice, nice cakes. So many they are eating. I am deprived. Yes. No eating today, fast today. Krishna's will. So, isn't it? So all are enjoying feast and you are fasting. It's Krishna's will. Complete dependent on the supreme will of Krishna. That's all right. Krishna's will that you'll fast, you'll suffer, and you'll put into such suffering. It's Krishna's will. You'll get such distress, you get such pain. Yes, it's Krishna's will. What can I do? It's Krishna's will. I have to suffer. I have to put this distress. I have to tolerate this pain. What to do? It's Krishna's will. I cannot do anything. Do you follow? তত্ত্বেন কম্পাংশু সমীক্ষমাণ ভুঞ্জান এবাত্মকৃত বিপাকম বিধান্যমস্তি যো জীবেত স মুক্তিপদে দায়ভাগ। নাইস ভার্স, ইম্পর্টেন্ট ভার্স। দোজ আর ডিভোটিজ বৈষ্ণব, দে অ্যাকসেপ্ট ইট। কৃষ্ণ ইজ সো মার্সিফুল, হি ইজ সো মার্সিফুল টু মি। আই এম এ গ্রেট সিনফুল পার্সন, আই কমিটেড সো মেনি সিনফুল, সো মেনি সিনফুল ডিডস in lakhs life. So much sinful reaction is there. But he's so merciful. Now putting me into this distress and pain and suffering, he's destroying my sinful reactions. Destroying my sinful reactions. He's so merciful. Tattvankam vangsu sumkhyamana bhunjane vatma kruto vipakam. I deserve very severe punishment. Very severe punishment. But he's so merciful. He inflicts very light punishment on me, very light punishment. My head would have been cut off, but only his finger cut off. He is so merciful. Just Vaishnava, sadhu, devotee, he accepts. This is mercy. Krishna's mercy. Accept. In this material world, Dukhalayam, and miserable platform, there is no happiness, no pleasure, enjoyment here in the material world. Only distress, misery, suffering is here. Isn't it? Only suffering. Our death, old age and disease. These are miseries here, sufferings here, distress here. No happiness, no pleasure here. Isn't it? So why do you expect? But if Krishna wants, Krishna wants, so amidst all sufferings and this miserable platform, you'll get some pleasure if he wants. You understand? If he wants. Not that by your own endeavor you can get it. No. There's only suffering here, or misery is here. Everybody suffers here. Because under this stringent laws of mental nature. So according to the will of the Lord, birth, death takes place, death takes place, disease comes. Roga soka mrittu bhoy, tava iccha mate hoy. Oh Lord, according to your will, disease comes, death comes, birth comes, suffering comes, lamentation comes. These things come according to you. So, one knows, he just tolerates it. Tolerates, yes, he tolerates. But no, we cannot do that, tolerate. Satyan kampansu saminkamana munjane bhatma kutabhivakam vidadha namaste jajiveta santipade dairak. One who understands this and tolerates it is Krishna's will. Putting me in miserable conditions is good. Is it good? Is it all auspicious? It is goodwill. We cannot understand. Yes! It is goodwill. Yes, it is goodwill. It is all auspicious, all good. Because he is our only well-wishing friend. How? One who is well-wishing friend, why will think of evil of you? One who is your well-wishing friend always thinks well. Good, never thinks an evil. So, one may say, why putting me in such distress, putting me in suffering? It's good. Is it good? How it is good? How it is auspicious? No evil? Arey Baba, that is good. That is good for you. That is all auspicious to you. Otherwise, why will you offer prayers to him, while turn your face towards him, you'll forget him. You'll forget him. So when he inflicts thus punishment on you, putting you in such distress, suffering, miserable conditions, he does good to you. Thereby you completely surrender unto him, completely surrender unto his Jesus, Marubi Rakubi Joichatomar. Nitya dasa buddhi tuya adhikara, manasa deha geha no kichumura, arpilu tuya pade Nanda Kumar. O Nanda Kumar, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am completely dependent on you, completely surrendered unto you. My body, my mind, my speech, whatever I say, everything. I dedicate to you. I offer everything to you. It's all yours. You are my eternal master, I am eternal servant. I don't belong to myself. I belong to you. You are your eternal servant. Master has full right on his servant. Yes. Isn't it? He has full right. He can do as he likes. So, Marubi Rakubi Joichatama Nitya Dasapitya Adhikara, you have that right. If you want to kill me, kill me. If you want to make me survive, protect me, What your sweet will? What is your sweet will? What pleases you? Do it. Do it. What pleases you? Just do. By killing me you get pleasure? Very good. Kill me and get pleasure. Isn't it? But conditioned soul cannot understand it. Putting me in distress and suffering, lamenting and crying, you get pleasure? Alive. Very good. That is my highest pleasure. Murediya dukkho tar hoy jodi sukha. E dukkho mor sukhavarjya. Radharani's words. Murediya dukkho tar hoy jodi sukha. Se dukkho mor sukhavarjya. Putting me in distress and suffering. If he gets pleasure, that suffering, that distress is my highest pleasure. Accept like that, and you have to accept. Cannot but do this thing, because his will is supreme will, not your will. You understand? Don't maintain any separate will. Jiva, tiny, very tiny jiva, what can he do? Jiva ki korite pare, tumi na korile. Jiva ki korite pare, tumi na korile. Oh Lord, unless you do what a tiny jiva can do. Asamatra jiva korite vaichha bale. Man supposes, God disposes. You may, you have just a, let's say, tiny independence. Tiny jiva, tiny independence, isn't it? Minute independence, yes. Minute independence. So you have been granted minute independence. So according to your minute independence, you may cherish. You may cherish independent. You have independent will. But so you have been given that independently you can cherish some desire. But unless Krishna sanction, desire cannot be fulfilled. Therefore says, asamatra jiva kori to ichha pale. Jiva may cherish some desire, but what is your will, that will take place. It is not jiva's will. So one knows, Vaishnava sadhu, bhakta, he knows it. So he never takes any separate will. I have no separate will. Javai Krishna ichha tahi kariva nijo ichha mati. I'll do that, but Krishna wants. I have no separate will. That is it. Krishna wants, Arjuna will fight. But Arjuna was unwilling. But Krishna will not fight. What happened in the long run? Arjuna has to accept it. Yes. Krishna, karishyeva sanantava, I'll do what is your will. Yes, I'll fight now. Hearing Bhagavad Gita, he understood. Yes, I'll fight. But at first he was unwilling. Isn't it? Astananda, wandering hither and thither, like monkey jumping from one branch to another branch. All right, jump, jump, jump. You jump. How long can you jump? Accept! That's Krishna's will. Why are you jumping like monkeys? I can do this thing, I can do, oh, I can do this, I can do, whatever, finished. Gokul Das. Building castles in the air. Yes, I'll do this, oh, nice. I'm dreaming, all right, dreaming. Unless Krishna sanctions, your dream will not be actualized. Your dream is dream. Remain in dream. Dream. Dream only. Dream. Only dream. Building castles in the air. Plucking the flowers, aerial flowers. Akash kusum, willow wisp, aerial flowers. Nothing else. Completely dependent on Krishna. They cannot understand how this thing, how wonderful it is, the heavy, big mountains, they float. Can you make them float? You understand? You cannot make them float. It's by the will of the Lord they float. Monkey soldiers, also great mountains, all throw into the water, they all float. Of this. Who can make such gigantic universes float in the space? Is it wonderful that mountains float in the water? Huh? Isn't that wonderful? That's right. Huh? But those are covered up with ignorance. They cannot understand it. Covered up with ignorance, debarred of proper knowledge, transcendental knowledge, divya jnana, paravidya. They have got acquired only materialistic education, no spiritual education. They cannot understand. So those who are materialistic, acquired material education, that material education is a great hindrance to their Hari Bhajan. You follow? They develop only, illusion. They are under illusory energy, that they have been deluded here. Human beings have become asgadha. This is material education. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, written another nice song, is Seventh Goswami. Vidyaro bilase kortai no kalo paramo sao se ami vidyaro kortai no kalo paramo sao se ami tomaro chorono na bojinu ko ekhono sarono tumi sarono na bojinu. Parite parite bharosa bari jnane gati hobe mani. Parite bharosa bari jnane gati hobe mani. Se asa bipholo se jnana durbo se jnana ajnana jani. Se asa bipholo se jnana durbo. Jado vidyadatto mayaro vaibho tomaro bhojane badha. Jado vidyadatto mayaro vaibho mohojano mayavo nitya sansa jivaku korai gadha. Mohojano mayavo nitya sansa গাধা হয় সংসারের বোঝা কহিনু অনেক কাল. গাধা হয় সংসারের ইনু অনেক কাল. গাধ কি এখন শক্তির অভাব কিছু নাহি লাগে ভালো. বাজে জীবন যাতন না হইল এখ সে বিদ্যা অবিদ্যা ভেল. জীবন যাতন না হইল অবিদ্যার জল ঘটিল বিষা সে বিদ্যা হইল সেল. চরণ বিনা কিছু সংসারে নাছে আর তোমার. ভগতি বিনোদ জড় বিদ্যা ছাড়ি তুইয়া পদ করে সার. ভগতি বিনোদ জড় বিদ্যা ছাড়ি nice song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's Jadavidya, material education, speaks about those who are only acquired material education. They cannot understand how big mountains float, how gigantic universes float in the space. They cannot understand it. Acquired degree, BA, MA, PhD, FRS, MRS, so many degrees from so many material universes, universities, Yes, I'll be like that, I'll be like that, I'll be IAS officer, Isn't it? Get, I say, Big salary, do you understand? Big salary. I'm administrator, ruler, I'm administrator, Do you understand? Put my administration over one and all. All will obey. Hazur, Hazur, yes, yes. So many dreaming. All right. I'll go to USA, London, a sport university, get a degree from that university, famous university. So, isn't so many. This is all mundane knowledge, education. This tiny jiva is running behind his material desires. Padite padite bharasa vadilo. Jnani gati hobi mani. Se asa vipalo se jnana durbalo se jnana agyan jani. Yes?
How fruitless was that hope? And how feeble that knowledge proved to be?
That knowledge, that material knowledge, yes. All my hopes are fruitless, frustrated now. Say jnana agyan, that's no knowledge. That's avidya, ignorance. I understand it now.
I know now that such that all such knowledge is knowledge of this world is knowledge born of your illusory energy, Maya.
Yes, Maya Bhaya. Yes? Tomar Bhadani Badha. This material education? Knowledge of Maya? Creates a great hindrance in your bhajan, O Lord. Yes. Materialistic person never does Hari bhajan. You understand? He does bhajan of Maya. Yes, Maya bhajan. No Hari bhajan. Yes.
He
teaches
devotional service and makes an ass of the eternal soul by encouraging his infatuation
with
this temporary world.
Yes. The material education makes jiva an ass. Jiva means makes a human being as an ass. Yes. Makes the human being as an ass. Great asses. Those are acquired. Those who have acquired these great, great degrees from great, great universities, they are big asses. Very big asses, yes. Very, very great, great asses, big, big asses. They are too much attached to this temporary world. Anitya samsara. They have been deluded, yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur could understand and he says, O Janamaya Anta Jiva Kukaraya Gadha. Material education makes the human being Gadha, an ass. Ass means his consciousness is very, very low consciousness. Yes, very, very low consciousness. Ass is an animal of very, very low consciousness. Sankar Khan, he never knows anything. He knows his body only, you understand? He knows the body and what it demands. Day and night toils hard, carries very heavy load. His master puts dhobi, generally washermen. Washermen, they have asses. They put very heavy load of dirty clothes on the back of the ass. And ass moves, goes. Master puts lashes, goes. Day and night toils very hard. God Dhobaramad. Why are you doing? Why are you toiling so hard day and night? What? What purpose? Kahalagi otokur naguchila brahm. For whom are you doing? For what purpose? The ass cannot understand. He knows his body, bodily demands, says, just get a bundle of grass and have some sex with the ass. Two things, nothing else. He does the Baba. And runs behind the ass, thus the ass with her hind legs, kicks, kicks, kicks. Oh, it is very nice, very nice. The kickings are very nice. Still runs behind. That is what. Yes, right.
I am one such ass, which for so long has carried on his back the burden of material existence.
Yes.
Now in my old age, for want of power to enjoy, nothing pleases me. Life has become agony now. My knowledge has proven itself worthless, and ignorance has penetrated my heart with the intolerable burning pain of a pointed shaft. O Lord, I seek no other treasure in this world than your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda abandons everything to make them the sum and substance of his life.
Yes. Last. Yeah, read again.
O Lord, I seek no other treasure in this world than your lotus feet.
Yes, no other treasure in this world than your lotus feet. Lotus feet, Krishna is the only treasure and supreme treasure. Supreme treasure, invaluable treasure. No other treasure. Yes.
Bhaktivinoda abandons everything to make them the sun and substance of his life.
Yes, abandon everything, accepting the lotus feet of Lord as some substance. That is the supreme treasure. No other treasure is there. Do you follow me? That Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahadama, known as Seventh Goswami, says like that. So those materialistic persons, those who acquire some material education, who are very popped up, covered up with this dense darkness, ignorance, they cannot understand how it takes place. How it takes place. How these big mountains float. Yes. So, because of their ignorance, big, you say, scientists, metal scientists, philosophers, and big scholars also, big leaders, political leaders, they think then, so they know everything, and they've acquired knowledge, and in different parts of the world, what they have created, they have created this nationality. Oh, we are this nation, this is our land, isn't it? Yes, this land of this nation, this nationality, geographical demarcations. I am the monarch, I am the ruler, I am the president, prime minister, it's my land, I am the ruler, administrator, owner, my nation, then other nations, other lands. So there is the fighting between themselves for their own selfish interest. But they cannot understand such gigantic world. It's just a such minute. It's like a, you say, as a mustard seed and one of the roots of Ananta Deva. They cannot understand, estimate it. But it says here, Prabhupada Maharaj says, by the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like swaths of cotton. They cannot understand it. They cannot understand it. Yes. But they think this. We are knowledgeable, no, great scientist, yes, great scholar, yes. Is there anybody greater than me, you see? And they are manufacturing, making such, Sputnik, yes, Sputnik, and to go to other planets, then go to Chandralok, moon planet, this planet, and thereby they are becoming so popped up. We are doing this thing. Going from one planet to another planet, yes, they are dreaming. Oh, moon planet, oh, very nice place. Oh, if you go there, settle up there, you will never suffer, never suffer. You will produce these vegetables. One pumpkin, like a great mountain. One pumpkin is produced like a great mountain, yes. People are very strong, stout, big, tall, yes. Yes, you are tiny, tiny, So this little head, big head. They were just propagating like that, and people believe them. Yes, we are going there. All right, take money. Just purchase some land for me there. Cheating people, cheating, cheating. Thereby they earned so much money. Then when came down, hey, Baba, what happened? Nobody can stay there. Huh? It's barren land, desert. Nothing is there, nobody can stay. Oh, we have just gotten this some rocks. Rocks are put in the museum. Museum. It's from rocks from moon planet. They have collected this thing. This is such a materialistic person, and they have popped up their material knowledge. They cannot understand. And what a great supreme scientist, supreme lord, how he makes this big, gigantic universe, great planet float weightlessly in the space like swaths of cotton. They have no knowledge at all. They cannot understand it. Yes. Supreme Lord is such a such an engineer. You understand? Such an engineer. Making the big planets float in the space like the swaths of cotton. You follow? So janma karma chame divyam evam jovithi tattata tyaktareham punarjanma nai samangiti arjuna. Krishna says, my birth, my appearance, my activities, my leela, past times are not material. These are all transcendental, spiritual. One who can understand it in truth, tattva, then that will be the last birth here in the material world. After quitting this body, he'll come to me. He will never again come down to this material world, and no rebirth to him. No rebirth. Naam prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhutam mudhayam navijanati lokamanga jangabhyam. What is that? Gita, 7th chapter, 25th verse. Naam prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhutam mudhayam. I never manifest. People, everybody and everywhere, I am covered up with my yogamaya potency. Mura, a rascal, cannot understand me. How? I am aja, unborn, abhaya, infallible. Cannot understand. You read?
I am never manifest in the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yogamaya. And so the deluded world knows me not.
Who
are unborn and infallible.
Yes, unborn and infallible. They cannot understand. In 10th canto, there is a verse also. This is a prayer of Brahma. 10:14:7. Gunatmanasti api gunan vimatum hita batir nasya ko isireyasya talem jepa vimita sukalpeyr upansapa khe mihika divhasa. You have? No, gunatmanaste api gunam dimatum. Hita vathir nasya ka isiresya. Kale na jirba vivita sukalpe bhupansava khe mihika divhasa. It's a prayer of Brahma. Offering prayer to the Supreme Lord Brahma, he says, O Lord, O Jogeshwara, master of all mystic power, Paramatma, Super Soul, who can estimate your strength and power and leela? Who can understand your leela in this material world? Nobody. You are the Supreme Lord. You have Supreme Will. You are Supreme Eternal. Your energy is eternal energy. And you are going on expanding it. Nobody can understand you. Great, famous, noted scientists, noted pandits, scholars. Do you understand? They cannot understand you. In this material world, they were just examining examining the atoms. They may examine the atoms here. They may be engaged in examining atoms here, the great pandits or great scientists, but they cannot understand you. How you are there, you are all pervaded, how you are there before them, still they cannot estimate your strength. Do you understand? They may be engaged in examining the atoms here. They may also examine the planets here, how the planets are moving. Do you understand? They may do so. But though you are there before him, they cannot understand you, they cannot estimate, fathom your unlimited potency. They are deluded. Understand? Such delusion. This is the prayer of Brahma. Unless one gets the mercy of the Lord, nobody can understand him. Nobody can understand him. Who can understand? The Lord. Ishvare Kupale Sanyasidari Sri Sri Swar Svatodani Varipari. One was gotten, was fortunate, one has gotten some mercy of Supreme Lord, only he can understand. Otherwise, nobody can understand him. You follow? Tathāpiti deva padāmbhajatoya prasāda lesāna guhita eva ijanāti tattam bhagavan mahimma nācāsitthāne ciramvichinnam. This is one of the prayers of Brahmāji. Tathāpiti deva padāmbhajatoya prasāda lesāna guhita eva ijanāti tattam bhagavan mahimma nācāsitthāne ciramvichinnam. One of the prayers of Brahmāji. O Lord, one has gotten some mercy of your lotus feet. Only he can understand you, your tattva. Janati tattvam. He can understand your tattva. Yes?
My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality.
Yes.
But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years.
If they continue to study Vedas for many years, go on speculating for crores of lives, still they cannot understand. Your mercy is required. Without the mercy of the Lord, nobody can understand. You understand? This mercy. So, so-called great scientists, philosophers, pandits, scholars, great leaders, how can they understand? By dint of their own material scholarship, then intelligence or merit, they cannot understand it. How it is, how the big mountains float, gigantic universe will float, and who makes it float? How is he? They cannot understand it. You understand? Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all this material education is a great hindrance in your bhajan. At this back end of my life, I'm frustrated, I gave up everything, I'm completely surrendered to your lotus feet. Your lotus feet is the supreme treasure and everything, nothing else. I abandoned everything and only accepted your lotus feet. That's the only hope. Otherwise, nobody can understand this thing. That prayer of Brahma says, oh, this is great scientists, pandits, scholars, philosophers, they are engaged in examining the atoms, examining the movement of the planets here, they may be doing. Supreme Lord is all pervaded, is everywhere, but they can, though you are there before them, they cannot understand you. They cannot estimate your strength, though they are engaged doing all these things. You follow? It is not easy thing. Only the mercy of the Lord is required. Only the mercy of the Lord, one can understand him. Otherwise, nobody can understand him. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. 5-year plan, 10-year plan, goal is this, you'll achieve this, this and that, makings. But what happens? All their plans. Help! That's Brahma's spell. They, per se, spend so much amount of money, you see, crores of rupees invested. At last all fails, plan fell, the money are all lost, finished. The, what you say, it goes on, loss.
But as devotees, we are making so many plans also.
Yes. You are making plans how to propagate Lord's message nicely.
We're sometimes frustrated in our plans. We're very attached to getting some result also.
Yes, unless it is sanctioned by the Lord, it cannot take place. You cannot achieve any success. Because He is the ultimate sanctioning authority, Anumanta.
But
you don't know. You don't know what is the will of the Lord.
No.
So you are retaining your own individual will. Oh, I may do like that. I'll make a big vessel and let it sail on the gigantic ocean. We 10 devotees ride into it and chant Hare Krishna in the ocean and make the aquatic animals here. This is your plan. Arre Baba, make it here. Go where the so many people, out of ignorance, suffering, go there and chant there. Why are in the midst of the ocean chanting? So plan now, why Krishna will sanction this plan? Krishna will never sanction that plan. So many plans. You are plan makers, expert plan makers. So you make so many plans. So you become frustrated. I made this, I'm frustrated.
Srila Prabhupada sometimes said you have to fight for some things though. You have to fight for some things.
Because you are in you this rajaguna, what is that? Mode of passion is there, Westerners. You want to fight, yes. All right, fight. Fight against the material nature. Fight against the material nature. Yes, that's what Prabhupada says. You want to fight. So much passion is there. I can shoot steel. I will go out, do that. Yes, go out, do that. Fight against the material nature. Let your passion be. Burnt up. Burnt up, yes. Passion be burnt up. He's very intelligent. All I do it. No. All I make a vessel, scientist, and set sail on the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean, chant Hare Krishna, there go. Let your passion be burnt up. And somehow he's chanting Hare Krishna.
What the sadhu says, what the good sadhu guru says, when we do that, then we are safe. We are safe.
Then Krishna will sanction it.
Bhakta
Vatsala is very dear to his devotee. Devotee is dear to Lord. And dear devotee says, Krishna sanctions. When you get sanction of a dear devotee, then do it.
But still, when it's mixed with our own desire somehow,
yes,
because it's our nature, then still it is not pure, it's not...
Because you have some individual desire, and you are selfish, you have no selfless. You are not selfless. You have some selfish desire. So you have, this is my selfish life, I can do this thing, then I'll earn a name and fame. Yes, I'll be great. You have that desire. Do you understand? And Krishna doesn't sanction it. So at last you become frustrated. Oh, I did that.
Finished. Like, you know, Batista is the source, is a root. All the artists begin with
yes,
Batista.
You have that desire. By that, I'll be known as a great preacher, do very wonderful act. Isn't that desire you have? Therefore, you are making such plans. Prabhupada, I want to do. All I do it. All I do it. You follow? Go to Prabhupada. And you say, this is next Prabhupada. Now I think to do that. I like to do it. Next day, go with some other plan. Prabhupada, I like to do it. Why? Sir, yes. Maharaj, Dandavat.